South Carolina poll, Trump leads Haley by 35 points in her own backyard. By Nick Gilbertson on January 30, 2024. Former President Donald Trump has a towering 35-point lead over his last remaining Republican primary opponent, former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, in South Carolina, according to a Fabrizio Lee & Associates poll conducted for the pro-Trump MAGA Incorporated PAC. The poll, first published by The Messenger on Tuesday, shows Trump garnering 66% of support among likely South Carolina Republican primary voters. He more than doubles Haley's 31%. Trump's support is comprised of 59% of respondents who will definitely vote for him and 6% who probably will. Conversely, even percent of poll participants say they will probably support Haley, and 24% definitely will. Another 4% are undecided. When voters learned that former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, who co-chaired the House January 6 Select Committee, endorsed Haley, her support drops to 29%, while Trump's remains the same. Moreover, the share of voters who would definitely vote for Haley dropped from 24% to 21%. The poll also gauged the influence of an anti-Trump ad from the Haley campaign running in South Carolina, where a narrator dubs Biden too old and asserts Trump is too much chaos, according to The Messenger. Among those who had seen the ad, 64% said they would back the 45th president, and 33% would support Haley. Statistically, this margin is not different from the overall ballot, indicating this ad has had no bearing on who South Carolina Republican primary voters plan to vote for, a memo from Fabrizio Lee and Associates noted. What is more, the poll found over 2 in 3 of all respondents approved of Haley's performance as governor. But among those who gave her positive marks, Trump still leads 56% to 40%. Despite her positive job approval and millions in attack ads against President Trump, Republican primary voters in South Carolina remain unswayed by Haley's weak attempts to change their minds. South Carolina solidly remains Trump country, the memo concludes. Trump handily won the first two contests for the Republican nomination in Iowa and New Hampshire, and the field has rapidly consolidated, with leaders throughout the GOP calling for unity behind the 45th president. Despite this, Haley continues to plow forward with her campaign, telling NBC News's Meet the Press on Sunday she intends to stick around until Super Tuesday, March 5. Fabrizio, Lee, and Associates sampled 600 likely primary voters from January 28 to 29. The margin of error is plus or minus 4 percentage points.